This is a CHOI News Report. The Village of Cumberland is looking to attract new staff to the village, including on-call firefighters, with the purchase of a three-bedroom house with an additional studio suite. Purchased in May for $600,000, the village has been working over the summer to get the building ready for new village staff. At its meeting on Monday, council approved an additional expenditure of $23,000, of which $8,000 is from projected rental income, for maintenance and repairs of the property. The Village Council also approved a new village-owned residential rental properties policy that outlines who will qualify for the housing. The policy states that finding housing is a significant barrier to recruiting new village staff who will get top priority when the rental units are available. If no new village staff recruits want to rent the house, the units will then be available to any member of the public, including current village staff. Councillor Neil Borkey raised the possibility of extending the policy to doctors and nurses in the area, but did not propose an amendment at this week's meeting.
I did have one suggestion, maybe, if we're not renting immediately to new recruits, and I'm not sure what the demand for that is right off the bat, that we consider the physician, talking to the, good grief, attracting physicians to the Comox Valley, and there's also a kind of a nursing pool as well that comes through and who are on shift here temporarily, that we might look into that.
Mayor Vicky Brown says that expanding the policy beyond new village staff would require additional work be done first.
I think we'd want to categorize, like the nurse would have to work here in Cumberland and all that kind of stuff as well. So maybe a bit of time.
I'll get more information and get back to you, but I won't include it in the policy.
Councillor Jesse Kelter says that with only two units of housing, she's not worried about a lack of demand by village staff.
We'll have more demand within our own organization on that than we have a supply.
The housing will be rented at market rates and run by a property management company hired by the village. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the community radio fund of Canada, and listeners like you.